Nice to be back.
我很高兴能够再次回来。
And thank you for your prayer support.
感谢大家的祷告。
All the way I was protected from bad weather, diseases, any things you can imagine.
我一路上都得到保护，不管是我恶劣的气候，或者是我的健康，我都得到保护。
Until I come home.
直到我回来。
Then I catch cold.
然后我就得了感冒。
Now I have flu.
我现在有点感冒。
But by the grace of the Lord, I still want to share what He laid on my heart to let you sense the urgency of timing.
感谢神的恩典，我还是能够将我心里的这个负担与各位来分享，让我们大家都能够感觉到他已经他再来的脚步已经近了。
This February trip, I have something very unusual, first time.
这次二月的行程了，有一件非常不寻常的事情。
Usually the winter trip to Far East, the United Airlines will fly from San Francisco all the way to Alaska and then Siberia.
通常这个冬天呢，到远东的行程呢，通常它会经过阿拉斯加、西伯利亚，然后到这个远东。
And then fly through哈尔滨、Manchuria。
然后它会经过哈尔滨。
And then through Beijing, and then Wuhan, and then Hong Kong。
然后经过北京、武汉，然后到香港。
That's a very unique route in during winter time.
这在冬天的时候，这是一个非常特殊的一个行程。
Usually, every year when I flew through those areas, I look out from the window.
每年当我飞过这一段航线的时候，我透过这个飞机的窗子往外看。
It's boring, all white color, all snow.
这是很无聊的一个景象，就外面通通是白色的。
Alaska, Siberia, and Manchuria.
阿拉斯加、西伯利亚，还有这个东北吗？
东北
对啊。
But this year, something very different.
然后今年有一些不寻常的现象。
When I enter into Siberia and Manchuria, I saw no snow on the ground.
当我经过这个西伯利亚还有到东北的时候，我在地上我看不到雪。
I have to, the airplane has to pass through Wuhan after a Yangtze River southbound. Then I saw huge ice crest.
必须要经过武汉，通过这个
扬子江，
然后我可以看到很多的雪。
It's a totally amazing scene which I never seen before.
这个景象是我以前所没有看过的。
So all the ice from the north move southbound.
所以在北方的那些冰雪都移到南方来了。
So you see from the news, China went through the worst ice storm in 70 years.
所以你们在新闻上也看到中国经历了在70年以来最大的风雪。
That period of time, February, especially the first half of February, was the time many workers, because of Chinese New Year, they all go home.
在二月，尤其是二月上半部这段时间，因为中国新年，许多的工人他们都要回乡。
Millions of people want to go home.
成千上万的人他们要回家。
But they cannot, they get trapped.
但是他们没办法，他们就在那边受阻。
A brother of mine who lives in middle China, he called me in the telephone, he told me his unusual experience.
在一个住在中国中部的我一个弟兄，他打电话给我，跟我讲一段非常他的经历。
He said, that snow season I was in Anhui,
他说在这下雪的时候我在安徽省。
Usually, you are not supposed to see so much snow in Anhui in February.
通常在二月，在安徽是不应该看到雪。
But he said the snow is about 3 feet deep.
但他说那时候他看到有三尺深的雪。
And everything covered with this ice.
然后所有东西都被这个冰所遮盖。
And he ride on this bus.
啊，他坐在这个巴士上面。
And there are coming a big locomotive.
然后来了一个很就是火车。
In the beginning, nobody see it.
啊，在开始的时候没有人看到那一列火车。
When they realize it's already very very close.
然后他们突然发现这火车跟这巴士很接近。
By the time both stop, it's only 1 meter apart.
啊，在他们两部车都停止的时候，只隔了一公尺的距离。
So this brother said, "I almost cannot see you this time."
所以这位弟兄说，我这次几乎没办法见到你。
By the grace of God, he was protected.
但是因着神的恩典，
somehow
被保护。
The because of that, the government announced the damage was phenomenal.
所以也因着这个风雪，这个政府他们宣布这次的损失惨重。
It's in around 400 billion. Not 40 billion to billions and billions. Dollars.
这个损失达到400亿。
差不多要四百，是。And while we are speaking, USA went through in the northeast part from Cleveland, and all the way to the northeast under big snow.
啊，当我们正在讲的时候，在这个时候，美国它在 Cleveland 东北也是经历了这些大风雪。
According to the Weather Channel, they say this is the largest ever seen in 100 years.
啊，这个新闻气象也报道说，这是他们一百年来所见到最大的风雪。
What I want to point out is, snow or flood or any natural disaster, they are not news.
我想要指出来，就是这不管是风雪还是这些水灾，这都不是
news，
这不是新闻。
But there is a unique phenomenon. That's something for Christian we should pay attention.
但是对着基督徒，这有一个非常奇特的景象，我们必须要注意。
That's the word used by Jesus when he prophesied what will we experience before his second coming?
这是耶稣基督他在讲预言，说他将要再回来的时候，我们所会看到的景象。
Many of you probably already know, but for those if you are not aware of, I want to point out to you.
啊，我们很多人都已经知道，如果你还不清楚，我要向你们请你们看。
It is in Matthew chapter 24.
这在马太福音24章。
7 and 8 verse. Nation will rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom. There will be famines and earthquakes in various places. All these are in the beginning of birth pains.
民要攻打民，国要攻打国，多处必有饥荒、地震，这都是灾难的起头。
The Chinese translation says that's the beginning of the disaster, but English is different.
中文的翻译他说是灾难的起头，但是英文不太一样。
English used as the beginning of birth pains.
英文他说这是生产之难前。
之痛。
Yeah.
So Jesus used a very unique word.
耶稣在那边用了一个特别的字眼。
This word is the sign of his second coming.
这个字就是他第二次再来的一个兆头。
Birth pains
就是产后。
So when you see all these natural disasters or warfares,
当我们看到这些自然的灾害还有战争
，in the past it always happened.
在过去这些事也会发生。
But when you see all these things, show a unique phenomenon.
但是你看到这些事情，它非常独特的发生的时候
，They come closer and closer.
他们非常越来越接近
，and deeper and deeper. The degree of pain.
然后这样的震痛越来越深。
So all Everything happened in 21st century from year 2001 till now. All these 7 years, look, just you just reflect.
我们回想我们从21世纪，就是从2001年到现在7年中，我们回想。
Things happen, you can remember.
我们过去我们所能想起来发生过的事情。
From 911 and on.
从911一直到现在。
You will find everything happen. It is not just a local thing.
我们可以发现这些事情发生，它不是单单局促在一个地域。
It's a global thing.
这是全球性的。
It affects the whole globe.
这会影响到全球。
And you will see they are so close, one after the other, one wave, after the other.
你会发现他们非常接近，一个接着一个。
So, I don't know how you feel it. I feel very, very unique. All my life, I'm 62 this year.
我不知道你们怎么想，但是对我来觉得，我觉得这是非常独特的，因为我今年已经62岁。
I never seen this phenomena in my whole short 60-year life.
在我短短的62年当中，我从来没看过这么独特的景象。
All these things, if it happened, the news always say break 70 years, break 100 year record.
这些事情发生的时候，新闻常常讲说，这70年没见了，100年没见了。
The flood, the hurricane, the earthquake, the tsunami.
这些水灾，这些风灾，还有海啸等等。
So, all in all, that brings to what I share lately in book Revelation.
这些都能够让我们提醒我们，就是我们最近所分享关启示录的意象。
If you open Bible to Revelation.
我们请大家翻开到启示录。
I want you to review this verse, chapter 1, verse 3.
请大家翻开到启示录第一章，我们看第三节。
Blessed is the one who reads the word of the prophecy, and blessed are those who hear it and take to heart what is written in it, because the time is near.
念这书上预言的和那些听见又遵守其中所记载的都是有福的，因为日期近了。
So Holy Spirit used Apostle John to tell us something we should pay attention.
圣灵借着使徒约翰告诉我们一些我们所要注意的事情。
He was the last apostle in the first century.
他是在第一世纪最后的一个使徒。
He was the last survivor.On the island of Patmos,
他是在巴摩岛上最后一个生存者。
And he was persecuted by the king at that time, king of Rome, Caesar Antipas. Yeah.
他那时候是被这个罗马的凯撒所逼迫。
And that was around.Year 90 to 95 in that period of time, first century.
那是在第一世纪90到95年的时候。
God used him because that was a crisis moment.
主使用他，因为那是一个充满危机的时代。
And God showed him 8 big visions.
然后神向他启示了8个意象。
Tell him what will happen.
告诉他将来会发生的事情。
From the time Jesus ascended to heaven, to the throne,
从耶稣升天到宝座
until all the way when Jesus will coming back,
直到耶稣再来的时候
what will happen in the world,
在世界上会发生什么事情
what will happen to the churches,
在这个教会会发生什么事情
and what will be the goal after Jesus coming back,
然后耶稣再来他的目的是什么
The coming age, the millennium,
再来的千禧年
and to the eternity,
然后再直到永恒
So this book of Revelation is a very, very comprehensive, important revelation from God.
这个启示录是非常完整、非常重要的神的启示
And to us, especially, we are in this crucial stage.
尤其对我们在这个非常关键的时刻
Holy Spirit says, Blessed is the one who reads the word of the prophecy And blessed are those who hear it and take to the heart what is written in it.
所以圣灵说，念这书上预言的和那些听见又遵守其中所记载的都是有福的。
I feel we need book of Revelation.
所以我认为我们非常的需要启示录。
More than any other time.
比其他任何时候都更需要。
Today's church, every Christian, we should pay attention to what Jesus tried to say to us in this book.
所以我们今天我们所有基督徒都要非常的注意耶稣在启示录所要对我们说的。
I think, in the past about 3 months, I have shared the first vision.
在过去三个月当中我跟大家分享了第一个意象。
Still remember?
大家还记得吗？
The first vision, if you give a title,
如果第一个意象我们给他一个名称
The Son of Man who is walking in the midst of 7 lampstands
人子在七个金灯台中行走
Remember, I hope you still remember
希望大家还记得、
Today I want to enter into the second vision
今天我要进入第二个意象
Let's open to chapter 4
大家请翻开到第四章
I want the English and the Chinese take turn to finish this whole chapter.
我要大家用英文跟中文交替，我们来读完全章。
English will read the first verse, and the Chinese will read the second verse.
英文读单数节，中文读双数节。
We'll go through the whole chapter.
我们一起来读全章。
English. After this, I looked, and there.Before me was a door standing open in heaven, and the voice I had first heard speaking to me like a trumpet said, Coming up, and I will show you what must take place after this.
第二节，我立刻被圣灵感动，见有一个宝座安置在天上，又有一位坐在宝座上。
My. Are you all asleep?
大家是不是都睡着了?
Let's start again. Verse 3.
好,我们再读第三节。
And the one who said before, there had the appearance of jasper and a rainbow resembling an emerald encircled the throne.
宝座的周围又有24位座位，其上坐着24位长老，身穿白衣，头上戴着金冠冕。
From the throne came flashes of lightning, rumbling and peals of thunder. Before the throne, 7 lamps were blazed, and there were 7 spirits of God.
宝座前好像一个玻璃海，如同水晶。宝座中和宝座周围有4个活物，前后遍体都满了眼睛。
The third was a face like a man, the fourth like a flying eagle.
4活物各有6个翅膀，遍体内外都满了眼睛。他们昼夜不住地说：“圣哉，圣哉，圣哉！”主神是昔在、今在、以后永在的全能者。
Whenever the living creatures give glory, honor, and thanks to Him, who sits on the throne and who lives forever and ever.
那24位长老就俯伏在坐宝座的面前，敬拜那活到永永远远的，又把他们的冠冕放在宝座前，说
：“You are worthy, our Lord, our God.”To receive glory, honor, and power. For you created all things, and by your will they were created and have their being. This vision, he saw the heaven open.
在这意象他看到天打开。
He saw a throne.
他看到一个宝座。
And he also saw, there is a person sit on the throne.
他也看到一个人坐在宝座上。
Then there were glorious light around him.
然后在他的周围有这些光照耀着。
Then you will see seven lampstands.
然后他看到七个金灯台。
Four living creatures.
有四个活物。
24 elders.
有二十四位长老。
They all cry out, worship the one sits on the throne.
然后他们都大声赞美啊，坐在宝座上的神。
This vision, not only John saw it.
这个意象不但是约翰看到。
If you go to the Old Testament, you will see.Other prophets saw it too.
你如果翻到旧约，你也会发现其他的先知也看到。
The most similar description is in Ezekiel.
在最相似的这个描述，我们可以从以西结书里头看到。
Would you please turn your Bible to chapter 1, Ezekiel?
请大家翻开到以西结书第一章。
Ezekiel chapter 1, verse 25.
以西结书第一章二十五节
through 28.
到二十八节
Let's read it together.
让我们一起来读
Chapter 1, verse 25.
第一章第二十五节
Then there came a voice from above, expanse over their heads, as they stood with.Above the expanse over their head was looked like a throne of sapphire, and high above of the throne was a figure like a man. I saw that from what appeared to be his waist up, he looked like glowing metal, as if full of fire, from there down looked like fire, and brilliant light surround him, like the appearance of a rainbow.In the cloud of a rainy day, so was the radiance around him. There was the appearance of the likeness of glory of the Lord. When I saw it, I fell face down, and I heard the voice of one speaking. This description, if you compare with the one we read in Revelation, they are very similar.
这样的描述，你如果跟启示录的描述比较，你会发现他们非常的相似。
Then you go to Isaiah.
然后我们再翻到以赛亚书。
Isaiah chapter 6, you will see another vision.
以赛亚书第六章，我们又看到另外一个意象。
Isaiah chapter 6, verse 1 through 3.
以赛亚书第六章第一到第三节。
In that year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord seated on a throne.High and exalted, the train of his robe filled the temple. Above him were seraph, each with six wings. With two wings they cover their faces, with two they cover their feet, and with two they were flying, and they were calling to one another, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord Almighty. The whole earth is full of his glory.
当乌西亚王崩的那年，我见主坐在高高的宝座上，他的衣裳垂下，遮满圣殿，其上有撒拉弗侍立，各有六个翅膀，用两个翅膀遮脸，两个翅膀遮脚，两个翅膀飞翔，彼此呼喊说：圣哉，圣哉，圣哉！万军之耶和华，他的荣光充满全地。
Lastly, Daniel chapter 7.
最后，我们可以从但以理书第七章。
Daniel chapter 7, verse 9.
但以理书第七章第九节。
As I looked, thrones were set in place, and the Ancient of Days took his seat. His clothing was in white as snow, and the hair of his head was white like wool.His throne was flaming with fire, and its wheels were all blazed.
我观看，见有宝座设立，上头坐着亘古常在者。他的衣服洁白如雪，头发如洁净纯净的羊毛。宝座乃火焰，其轮乃烈火。
The first vision when John saw it was the seven candlestick.
第一个意象，约翰他看到七个金灯台。
We know that is in the true tabernacle in the third heaven.
我们知道那是在第三重天上真正的这个圣殿这个会幕。
And he saw the lampstand.
然后他看到这些金灯台。
He saw Jesus as a high priest.
他看到耶稣他是个大祭司。
His focus is on the condition of his churches. On globe.
他关心的是全球教会的景况。
And then in the second vision,
然后第二个意象，
he saw the throne of God.
他看到神的宝座。
Where is the throne of God?
神的宝座在哪里呢？
Based on the revelation God gave to Moses, this tabernacle has two compartments.
根据神交代摩西所建造的会幕，这个会幕有两个，分成两层。
The golden candlestick is in the first room, which is the sanctuary.
金灯台就是在第一层里头。
And then, where is the throne?
然后这宝座在哪里呢？
The throne is on the mercy seat.
这个宝座是在施恩座上。
Mercy seat is on the ark.
这施恩座是在约柜上。
An ark sits in the inner room, the holy of holies.
这个约柜呢，它是在至圣所里头。
So now we know John was led from the holy sanctuary to the holy of holies.
所以我们知道约翰呢，他被从圣所带到至圣所里头。
He saw the throne of God.
他看到神的宝座。
He saw the glory of God manifested.
他看到神荣耀的彰显。
So, where is this place?
这个地方在哪里呢？
In the true tabernacle.
这是在真的会幕里头。
It is the center of the whole universe.
这就是整个宇宙的中心。
Why God show him this vision?
为什么神让他看到这个意象？
And he want him to tell his churches.
然后让他向所有的教会讲。
Because...If you look those three occasions in the Old Testament, when God revealed his throne, something going on.
所以你们看到刚刚那三个意象，当神向人启示的时候，有些事情会发生。
The earliest record was in Isaiah, book of Isaiah.
最早的记录是在以赛亚书里头。
That time, if you pay attention to the first verse, he said, the king, Uzziah, died.
如果你注意的话，他讲到乌西亚王驾崩。
That was a shock to the whole nation.
那时候全国受到震惊。
He was a good king.
他是个好王。
Now he died.
然后他死了。
So the whole country, not only emotionally in sadness.
所以那全国他们不但他们的心情非常的忧伤。
But spiritually, they are in a crossroad.
而且他们在属灵的道上，他们是来到一个十字路口。
Uzziah king was a good king.
乌西亚王他是个好王。
But his death was not a good death.
但是他死于非命。
He was smitten by leprosy.
他是被这个麻风病致死。
So that was a very shaking situation to everybody.
这对那时候的人都是一个非常大的震撼。
For this young prophet Isaiah was almost unacceptable.
所以对这个年轻的先知以赛亚，他几乎没办法接受。
Why?
他说为什么呢？
Then he saw this throne.
然后他看到这个宝座。
Yes, the earthly throne, the king will pass away.
是的，这地上的王，地上的宝座是会过去的。
Everybody was shaken.
每个人都受到震撼。
But God says, look up.
但是神说你往上看。
There is a higher throne.
那还有一个更高的宝座。
The true authority.
这是真正的权柄。
He is still in charge.
他还是在掌管一切。
So that put this young prophet into a good perspective.
所以这个神就给这个年轻的这个先知呢有一个很大的安慰。
Not only comfort him,
他不但安慰他
，but also give him a mission.
而且给他一个任务。
He receive a calling from God. He knows his future commission.
他得到神的呼召，他知道他将来所要做的事。
So throne really reveal the authority of God He is in charge.
所以这个宝座呢，就是显明神他是掌管一切。
Do not be afraid.
我们不需要害怕。
And then the second record was this prophet Daniel.
所以这第二个记载就是但以理所记载。
That's in chapter 7.
这是在第七章。
You will see this also.He was not only a prophet of God.
但以理他不但是神的先知。
He was also a high position, is a prime minister.
而且他是当时的宰相。
In a Gentile kingdom.
在一个外邦人的国度里面。
But in his heart, he has this sadness.
但在他心里有这样的忧伤。
He is supposed to serve, in the kingdom of Israel.
他是应该在以色列的国度来服侍。
But he cannot.
但是他没办法。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because the nation was scattered.
因为那时候国他们被解散。
Because unfaithfulness of Jewish people, God punished them.
因为以色列人不信时神处罚他们。
They lost their kingdom.
他们丧失了他们的国家。
And this young man was taken away, exiled.
所以这个年轻人呢，他就被掳放逐到异邦。
He was the only few, handful, elite. He was promoted in the palace.
他是那些少数的非常年轻有为的人，他们被提升到这个王宫里头。
All other Jewish people were slaves.
其他的以色列人都成了奴隶。
So in his heart.He has a deep sadness.
所以在他的心里，他有非常深刻的忧伤。
With this desire to serve God, however, he cannot.
他有这样的心，他渴慕想要服侍神，但他没办法。
Now he has to serve foreign king.
但他现在要服侍这异邦的王。
But he was so sad. Where is our future?
所以他非常的忧伤，他的前途在哪里呢？
Our country was perished.
我们的国家灭亡。
Our people was scatter in the world.
我们的人民四散世界。
What can we do?
我们能够做什么呢？
He saw this vision.
他看到这个异象。
His throne appeared to him.
这个宝座向他显现。
In the whole book of Daniel, there is a theme.
在整本的但以理书，这有一个中心思想。
At that time, no Jewish nation on earth.
在那时候，地上没有以色列人的国。
Everything he turns, that's all Gentile world.
他四周观看，这都是外邦人的国。
They worship idols.
他们崇拜偶像。
True God seems has no disappeared.
所以真正的神就好像消失了。
So he was wondering.
所以他那边很感到纳闷。
Where is our God?
我们的神在哪里呢？
Is he still caring about his people?
他是不是还是关心他的子民呢？
Is he still in charge?
他是不是还掌管一切呢？
You will see this whole book of Daniel show that God is in charge.
我们看到但以理书，你们可以看到神还是掌管一切。
Although his testimony on earth perished,
虽然他在地上的见证不在
存在。The chosen people was in exile.
这些选民都被放逐。
But God is still on the throne.
但是神还在宝座上。
That comforts him.
这个安慰了。
That vision really assure him that you just follow me.
这个意象再次跟他保证，你只要跟从我。
Be faithful.
你必须要信实。
Whatever I assign you to be.
不管我交代你什么事。
Now you're in palace.
现在你在王宫里。
You live a separate life.
你过着与世人不一样的生活。
Because.God is still on throne.
因为神仍是坐在宝座。
And then the third prophet.
然后第三个先知。
Ezekiel.
以西结。以西结。
He was the contemporary with Daniel.
他跟但以理是同个时候的人。
But has different fate.
但他们命运完全不一
样。Daniel, better luck. He is in palace.
但以理的命运比较好，他在王宫里。
Where is Ezekiel?
以西结在哪里呢？
He is in the labor camp.
他在这个劳工营里头。
He worked really those heavy, dirty work.
啊，他每天做着繁重的工作。
He has to dig, 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 dig canal.
他必须不停地挖这个运河。
Everywhere he turned, all mud and dust, every day just doing the same thing.
他四处观望，四周都是泥土灰尘。
He was a priest.
他是个祭司。
Now, where is the temple?
那现在那圣殿在哪里呢
？Temple was torn down.
圣殿已经被拆毁
，burned，
被烧毁。
No temple.
已经没有圣殿。
His priest, he is unemployed priest.
他这个祭司已经是失业的祭司。
What can he do?
他能够做什么呢
？God, do you still care about your people?
他说：“神啊，你是不是还是关心你的子民呢
？”God, where is our future?
神啊，我们的前途在哪
？If you love us, why we are so miserable?
你说我爱我们，为什么我们遭遇如此的境况
？According to your promise, we should be blessed, but now we are cursed.
照着你的应许，我们应该是得到祝福，但是现在我们得到咒诅。
Seems no future.
他看不到未来。
God showed the vision to him.
啊，神向他显示了啊这个意象。
While he was by the riverside, were in theLabor camp, God showed him. See, look up.
当他在河边，他在劳工营里头的时候，神向他显示说：“往上看。”
The throne.
他看到宝座。
Someone on the throne.
他看到有一个坐在宝座上。
Of course, in this vision, the throne is different from the throne of Revelation 4.
当然，在这个意象里头，这个宝座跟启示录四章的宝座不太一样。
If you go through chapter 1 through chapter 4, chapter 1 in Ezekiel, you will see the description is more in detail.
你如果看到以西结第一章，你接着往下读，你会发现他对宝座的描述更详细。
I will not go into the difference.
我在今天不讲其中的差异。
But the important thing is this throne.Reveal God is still in charge.
但最重要的是，这个宝座显明了神还是掌管一切。
And he moved on the globe.
然后他四处，他全球运行。
He looked everyone on the globe.
他查看所有在世上的人。
Who he chose to be the king?
谁他拣选为王
？Or who will step down, no longer serve as a king?
或者是谁下台不再做王？
Everything is in God's hands.
这些都是在神的手上。
So then, Ezekiel was encouraged.
然后以西结就得到鼓舞。
He has this faith in his heart.
他在心里有这样的信仰。
He take the commission from God.
他从那里接受神的使命。
He spoke for God.
他为神做出口。
Although outwardly nothing can be encouraging outwardly.
虽然在外面看没有任何值得他鼓舞的事情
，But inside he has the vision.
但是在里面他有这样的意象。
This he has a direction of his life.
啊，因着这意象，他的人生就有了目标。
He knows why he exists in that time.
他知道为什么他存在当时的时候。
God has given him a clear purpose, clear mission.
神给他一个非常清楚的目标，清楚的使命。
So today, if you come to Revelation 4,
所以今天我们来看启示录第四章
you will see John was in crisis moment.
你也会看到约翰他也是在一个非常这个紧急的状况
The seven churches, all in the crisis time.
那时候的七个教会也处在一个危机当中
He was exiled on the island of Patmos.
他被下放到巴摩海岛
Every direction he looks.It's water and seagull.
他四处观看
palm tree.
不是这个海水，就是海鸥，或者是一些棕榈树。
Yeah, good Hawaiian scene.
这好看起来好像夏威夷那种景色。
But to him, he has no spirit to enjoy this scenery.
但是当时他没有这样的心情来欣赏这个风景。
His heart was burdened by what happened.
他的心因着当时所发生的有非常沉重的负担
God let him see the throne
神让他看到这个宝座
If you don't see the throne
如果你看不到这个宝座
You don't know who is in charge.
你就不知道谁在掌管一切。
Your eyesight always look at people.
你的眼光就一直看着四周的人。
Always focus what's going on around us.
永远是看着我们四周发生的事情。
The more you look at people around us, the more discouraged you become.
你越看着我们四周的发生的事情或人，你越会受到这个打击。
Now we are in this election period, right? U.S. is in this election season.
现在我们知道美国正在是一个大选的年。
Everywhere you go, you will see people excited about the election.
你到每个地方都会发现人们对这个竞选非常的热衷。
Because people are frustrated.
因为我们人大家都非常的不满现状。
So everyone is talking about change.
每个人都希望有一些改变。
But if you listen carefully,
如果你仔细的听
，there is no real change.
没有真正的改变。
It's all facade.
这些都是外表虚伪的假象。
The reality is we are getting worse every day.
事实上我们每天是越来越糟。
Everything you look will discourage you.
你所看到的都会让你觉得沮丧。
Two beautiful kids in university was killed for nothing.
两个非常美的这个大学生他们就不知道怎么就被杀。
This year,
然后今年
if you look what happened in the global economy,
你如果看看我们全球的经济
let me tell you, it will get worse.
让我跟你们讲，这会更糟。
Our US dollars, the mighty US dollar.
我们这个全能的这个美金
now become so worthless.
现在越来越不值钱。
It will be even worse.
将来会更糟。
So if you want to look at something you can hang on to,
你如果要寻找你所能够抓住的
your wealth,
你的财富
，your health，
你的健康
，your fame，
你的名誉
，your youth，
你的青春
，your power，
你的权柄
，you will be discouraged，
你会失望
，because nothing you can hang on，
因为没有什么事情我们可以抓住
，everything you think you got it， hey， it's gone，
当我们觉得我们抓住的时候，它就不见了。
The coming crisis not only will happen in the natural realm.
这将来的危机不但是在这自然的环境里头会发生。
Not only happen in the social realm.
也不但是在这个社会里头发生。
This year, from now on, it will happen in our economy.
今年它会发生在我们的经济的环境。
The economy will getting worse and worse.
这个经济会越来越糟。
That's according to the word of God in Book of Revelation.
这是根据神在启示录里头所说的。
So, in the crisis moment,
所以在这个危机的时刻
，where your eyes should focus.
我们的眼睛应该注目在什么地方呢
？Not look around, but look up.
我们不是要四处观看，我们是要往上看。
The more you look around, the more confused you are.
你越往四周看，你越会受到困扰。
Do you remember Peter's experience?
我们记不记得彼得的经验
？He walked on the water.
他在水上行走。
Remember that?
你还记得吗
？Jesus said, "Come."
耶稣说，你来。
Our dear brother Peter just, "Yes, I'm coming."
然后我们的亲爱的彼得弟兄，他就说，是我来了。
So he jumped out of the boat and walked on the water.
所以他跳出那个船，他就在水上行走。
Did he walk above water? Yes, he did.
他有没有在水上行走呢？是有的。
But since when he sunk?
但他什么时候又掉到水里头去呢
？He cried out, "Lord, Lord, save me!"
他大声呼叫说：“主啊，救我
！”What happened to him?
他发生了什么事情？
Why in the beginning he can walk above water and later on he sunk?
为什么他开始他可以在水上走，然后最后他又掉到水里头？
What happened?
为什么呢？
When he looked at Jesus,
当他看着耶稣，
full of faith,
他充满了信心。
Jesus has come.
耶稣说你来。
He believed.
他相信。
So he walked.
所以他就在水上行走。
No problem.
那时候没有任何问题。
Where is the problem?
问题什么时候出现呢？
Big wave.
哦，这个风浪大。
Oh, big wave coming.
这些大的风浪来了。
He turned his eyes from Jesus to wave.
他的眼睛从耶稣身上转，然后看着风浪。
Then trouble began.
然后那困难就开始了。
He began to sink.
他就掉到水里头。
See, that's a very important lesson for us.
这就是我们一个很重要的功课。
If you want to look yourself,
如果我们要看着我们自己
，Oh, pain here, pain here. Lately, I have pain the whole body.
我这边痛那边痛，最近我是全身都酸痛。
If I want to focus on myself, I will be so discouraged.
如果我专心看着我自己，我会非常的失望。
Cancer,
啊，癌症。
Oh, cancer.
嗯。
Forget it. Look at the Lord.
我们必须要注目在神身上。
You will be disappointed if you look at yourself, you look at your friend, your relatives, anything other than Christ Himself, you will be discouraged.
如果我们看着我们自己、我们的朋友、我们的亲戚，我们不是看到耶稣身上，我们都会失望。
You need to see the throne.
我们必须看到这个宝座。
In the time of warfare,
啊，在战争的时刻
，everyone is look to the king.
每个人都看着王
，because you receive the command from the commander in chief.
因为我们是从这个总指挥官那里接受我们的命令。
He will give you guidance.
他会给我们指示。
He will give you direction.
他也会给我们方向。
Only he is in charge of the whole battlefield.
因为只有他是掌管所有的战场
，throne is very important，
所以这个宝座是非常重要。
So you, from this chapter onward，
所以从第四章以后
，you will find so many battles happen in the king in the heavenly realm。
所以我们会看到许多在天上的战争
，chaos，
非常的混乱
，scary。
非常的可怕。
Some people will lose their life.
有些人他们会丧失生命。
So the more you look, the scare you get.
所以你越看就越害怕。
Where is the exit? Where is the way out?
所以我们的出路到底在哪里呢？
You need the vision of the throne.
我们需要啊这个宝座的意象。
So.That's the first part I want to put to your attention.
所以这就是第一点我需要大家注意的事情。
The second point I want to say, which is my last point, that's a good news.
所以这第二点也是最后点，这是就是好消息。嗯。
Pay attention to the worship.
我们大家注意我们的崇拜。
No, the worship recorded here.
啊，大家注意这边所记载的这个敬拜。
You will see this worship. You have four living creatures.
你会看到这里有四个活物。
You have 24 elders.
你会看到二十四个长老。
Next time we will go into chapter 5. You will see even more, thousands upon thousands of angels.
在以后有第五章，我们看到有成千上万的天使。
If you look at the word being recorded here, how they worship God.
你那么看看这边记载了他们怎么样敬拜神。
You see the worship is day and night. They never stop saying.
你会看到他们是昼夜不停的。
It's a shout.
他们不停的说。
Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty.
他们昼夜不住的说圣哉圣哉圣哉。
Who was, is, and is to come?
主神是昔在、今在、以后永在的全能者。
What does it mean?
这是什么意思呢？
This is a declaration.
啊，这是一个宣告。
That declare to the universe.
这向全球宣告。
Who he is?
他是谁？
He is holy.
他是圣洁的。
Holy means unique.
圣洁是代表他是独一的。
One of a kind.
他是独一无二的。
None beside him.
除了他没有像他一样。
That means holy.
这就是圣洁。
Holy, holy, holy.
圣哉圣哉。
Lord God Almighty. He is the Lord. He is the Almighty God.
主神是全能。
Everything is from him.
所有一切都是从他而来。
Who was, who is, and who is to come.
他是昔在、今在、以后永在。
He crossed the time.
他超越时间。
He crossed the space.
他超越空间。
He is the only person.
他是唯一的。
And then continue.
然后继续。
You are worthy, our Lord and God, to receive glory, honor, and power. Why?
他说我们的神你是配得荣耀尊贵权柄的。为什么？
There's a reason.
这有一个原因。
The reason is you created all things.
这原因是因为你创造了万物。
So in this chapter, when God was worshipped by the elders, by the angels, because he is the creator.
所以在这一章神得到这些长老天使的赞美是因为他创造了万物。
You are worthy because you create everything.
他是配得一切因为他创造了一切。
And then he declared, continue. By your will, they are created.
然后他们又继续宣告并且万物是因你的旨意被创造而有。
That's another important declaration.
这是另外一个非常重要的宣告。
I think 20th century physicist has proven to us.
我想20世纪的物理学家已经向我们证明。
I think that one of the most important discovery is the so-called Big Bang, the law of Big Bang.
所以这个最重要的发现就是这个大爆炸。
Used to be called the theory of Big Bang.
以前他们叫做这个大爆炸的理论。
But now it is proven.
但是现在已经被证明。
So this is the Big Bang is a law.
所以现在大爆炸这是个定律。
It's a proven fact.
这是一个被证明的事实。
I don't like Chinese translation.
我不喜欢中文的翻译。
Big Bang translate as like a firecracker Big Bang.
他想说这个翻译是好像是鞭炮爆炸一样。
That is a mistranslation in Chinese.
这个在中文翻译不太恰当。
Should translate it as大烟花。
哦，这个应该是翻译成大烟花。
Because the original two physicists, they discovered this in 1965.
因为当初的这两个物理学家，他们是在1965年发现的这个事实。
When they write the thesis,
当他们写他们的论文的时候
，they said it's like July 4th, the Big Bang.
哦，他说这个大爆炸就好像七月四号这个放烟火一样。
What's the difference between Big Bang of firecracker and fireworks?
这个鞭炮跟这个烟火有什么不一样呢？
They all make a noise, bang.
他们都发生这个响声。
But the end result is different.
但这个结果不一样。
One is everything go to pieces.
有一个是所有东西都被粉碎了。
You don't enjoy it.
你也不那么喜欢。
But when you see fire, fireworks, then it's different.
但你看到烟火是不一样的。
Different color.
它不一样的颜色。
Different shape.
不一样的形状。
Different level.
不一样的层次。
And with symphony put together.
然后还有交响乐在后面。
You will enjoy this great, finale.
你欣赏这最后的这个大的这个烟火结局。
That is different from firecracker.
这个跟这个鞭炮不太一样。
Why?
为什么呢？
More than that. More than that. One is by design.
一个它是经过设计的。
Right? It's not just at random.
我们知道它不是这样随意的。
It's all designed by different material, different color, different shape, different elevation, all designed.
它是不同的材料，不同的层次，它这个都是经过设计的。
That's why this Big Bang is very, very important for the Christians.
所以这为什么这个大爆炸对这个 大烟火这个对我们基督徒是非常重要的。
Ah, very, very important.
嗯。
So, for look at this, verse 11.
所以我们看11节。
For you created all things by your will, they were created.
因为万物是因着你的旨意被创造而有。
Scientists can only tell us how it happened.
科学家只能跟我们讲说它怎么发生。
They can calculate very precise what year, how many years ago.
他们可以算得很精准，就是多少年以前发生。
But no one can tell us why it happened.
但是没有人能够告诉我它为什么发生。
But here, when Bible declare this fact, when you create everything for your purpose.
但是在这边圣经跟我们讲，这是个事实，它是照着它的旨意而创造。
It's not at random.
这不是碰巧。
Things being designed carefully.
这是经过设计，非常小心。
And for a specific purpose.
而且为着一个目的。
That's the purpose of God.
这就是神的旨意。
So brothers and sisters, why we worship Him?
所以弟兄姐妹，为什么我们来敬拜他呢？
Who should worship Him?
谁要来敬拜他呢？
All those who are created by God.
所有被神所创造的。
And who understand the purpose of God.
而且他们了解神的目的。
We should like those angels worship Him.
我们必须要像这些天使一样来敬拜他。
Worship is a natural response.
这个敬拜是个非常自然的这种流露。
If you see something beautiful,
如果你看到一些美的事情
you will not look at that and no expression.
你不会非常呆滞的看着它。
Everyone will say, wow, look at that, so beautiful.
每个人都说哇、wow, 这个很漂亮。
Look at the color.
你看到这个颜色。
Look at the shape.
你看到形状。
Now you will have a natural response.
你会让有一种自然的反应。
So when we see everything from God's creation, we, out of our heart,We will naturally respond to praise Him.
所以我们看到神一切的创造，我们心里会非常自然的反应来赞美。
Nowadays, in the church, when we say worship,
现在我们教会里头，我们常常讲到这个敬拜
become a program.
这变成一个节目。
You need someone to lead you into worship.
你需要有人来带领你来进入敬拜。
The true worship,
但是真正的敬拜
is you stand before the Lord.And out from your heart, you respond to Him.
而是我们站在主的面前，从我们内心非常自然的我们来反应。
In chapter 4, you see the creation, you praise Him.
我们从第四章我们看到，因着创造我们来赞美他。
Next chapter, next week, I will talk about chapter 5.
下一次我要讲到第五章。
Salvation, you are touched.You respond to him.
我呢，因为我们受的救赎，我们感动，我们来赞美他。
So it's a very important lesson.
所以这是一个非常重要的功课。
The more you know how to respond to him, to worship him, God's purpose fulfill in you.
我们越知道怎么样来赞美敬拜他，神的旨意就越能够在我们身上成就。
If you and I become a dead stone, we just stand there, nothing happened.
如果是变成一个冰冷的石头
，Then I don't know God's purpose. How that can be fulfilled in us because we are like stone.
然后我就不知道这个神的旨意怎么样在我们身上得到成就，因为我们没有生命。
If now we don't exercise how to worship Him,
如果我们现在不试的学习怎么样来敬拜
，in spirit and in truth,
用心灵跟诚实来敬拜。
When Jesus come back,
然后当耶稣再回来的时候
，we become unemployed.
我们就会失业。
Because you don't know what to do.
因为我们不知道该怎么做。
Oh, Jesus, welcome back.
Oh, Hi. 耶稣，欢迎你回来。Hi.
It will be very strange.
这是非常奇怪的。
Look at this two chapters.
我们好好的看这两章。
We will learn some precious lesson.
我们就会学习到很宝贵的功课。
In time of distress.
在我们非常
碰到困难的时候。In time of confusion.
在非常困惑的时候。
What can you do?
我们能够做什么呢
？Look up.
我们往上看。
Praise him.
我们赞美他。
Look up.
我们往上看。
Give glory to him.
我们将荣耀归给他。
Amen.
Amen.